Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our thanks to Jason Longshore. By the way, join 92.9 The Game this Saturday. Starting at 12 noon at Fado Irish Pub in Buckhead for the Atlanta United versus NYCFC watch party, guys. And we were just talking about it. There's one near you right here in Midtown, but yep. This is the one in Buckhead.
Yeah, the original one was on the corner of Peachtree. Then the new Buckhead came in. They moved it down the street, but it's got the multi-levels and it's, you know, big Fado and a great scene, man. So we'll go see you down there. And I guess Craig's going to be down there hitting on some ladies, having some fun.
Well, we know you can't go there. You're a Chelsea guy, so they don't allow you. That's a Man United bar, bro.
I know a couple of bartenders over there from the Perfect Pint Contest, but I believe they'll allow me in. So I won't wear any blue. But, yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is for guys who don't know. We didn't talk about it with Jason. That's the team that plays at Yankee Stadium in that ridiculously narrow pitch where you could literally throw the ball into the net from out of bounds. It's crazy.
It is. The pitch is small. It doesn't benefit our team.
No.
And so we've
don't
talked about
this.
Don't
help what we do, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this, and you know, it doesn't – you got to go into this match thinking, all right, listen, we already know what the situation
is. I'll take a draw.
Yeah, playing at Yankee Stadium, there's no doubt, Mike, but it doesn't help us with our speed. Hey, more about the United coming up after a big win over the weekend. Hey, as we talk about the Falcons, guys, next thing up is mandatory minicamp. And we've been saying this. Julio says he was going to be there, or at least that's what Dan Quinn said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's going to be any issue. Most guys around the league go to this because you can be fined if you're not there. All right? So the involuntary thing is one thing. The mandatory minicamp is something else. And I do expect Julio to be there, but there are a lot of guys around the NFL talking about the attending minicamp. We'll get to that coming up in our NFL Blitz. One thing I do want to say before we get to it, though, Mike, Clay Matthews, did you see it? He broke his nose in that softball game?
Yeah, charity softball game. He gets a comebacker. Pow! I mean, right in the schnoz. I mean, and as much as you figure, you know, he's got that fast twitch muscle response, Carl. Couldn't get the glove up in time. I mean, talk about a buzzkill for a charity event. All of a sudden, you got just Matthews with his flowing locks. He's like,
oh, my God, my face.
My nose.
It's like, remember the Brady Bunch? Was it Jan or Marcia? Who got hit in the schnoz with the football?
I think it was Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia. So that's basically what happened to Clay Matthews.
I think it was Marcia. Yeah, if you didn't see it, the footage is out there. He's pitching, comebacker, and then he goes down. And at first, you're thinking, oh, no. But he says he broke his nose. But speaking of minicamp, I'm not sure if he's going to be there or not. But that was footage that came out over the weekend. Mm. Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're going to give you another chance to win some money coming up. Stay tuned for that. But let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Hey. Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, one guy that says he will attend minicamp, Gronk. Rob Gronkowski confirmed Sunday he will attend New England's minicamp.
I thought he wasn't happy with his contract. He was thinking of leaving.
That's what I thought,
too. I thought that was a narrative coming out of New England. He was going to go to Hollywood, other things, other than play for the Patriots.
Well, it's funny, Mike, because the quote here is, we've got mandatory minicamp coming up this week, so I'll be there this week. It'll be full go. I'll be full go, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, listen, all that stuff about Gronk. Now, does he want a new contract? Maybe he does, but maybe he also knows mm-hmm. this is the way you got to do it with New England and show
right.
up. And go through minicamp, and hopefully he gets a new deal before the season comes around. So Grunt's going to be there, as we mentioned. I think Julio's going to be there. You know, when we start talking about this, and the Falcons' mandatory minicamp is not until June 12th, 13th, and 14th. But when we get to this, and various teams have different dates, and you start hearing about guys not being there, that's when you probably want to start really looking at things and saying what's going on. Like a guy like Aaron Donald, who wants a new contract, who's
right.
outperformed his rookie deal. If he doesn't show up, it's probably not a good thing for the Rams.
Yeah, and the Rams, by the way, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see how they would keep all the people, the pieces they've moved in through free agency and also find a way to accommodate Aaron Donald's contract, although Les Snead did say that he thought it was certainly workable and doable. Yeah, he's got a number in his mind. Let's see if Aaron Donald's people agree with that number.
Now, coming up at 5, we're going to talk more about our Falcons guys, obviously, in the Falcon Report. And I just want you to think about this. Is Matt Ryan on the brink of the Hall of Fame? Just think about that for a second. We're going to get into it at 5. The news that we talked about before the top of the hour is free agent defensive lineman Rashid Hageman, Mike, arrested early Saturday on a fourth-degree misdemeanor charge of driving while impaired. Mm. Hageman, 27 years old. For Falcon fans, you remember this story with Rashid Hageman. Was released without posting bail about 90 minutes after he was booked. Okay. Remember, the Falcons released him, okay? It was domestic violence charges stemming from back in March of 2016, an incident with his then-girlfriend, Mike.
Right.
And the Falcons, you know, then the league suspended him.
Right.
He's yet to find a job. Rashid Hageman, 27, arrested for DWI.
And remember, this is not part of Dan Quinn or that. This was a Smitty deal. This was Mike Nolan, Smitty, and Brian Cox down there in Mobile for the Senior Bowl and saying this guy's an unbelievable talent. And there was – and this is why whenever you hear and you read the scouting reports, you read the same stuff that the NFL guys are reading. Question his work ethic. Question his motor. And then we saw Hard Knocks, which did him no favors, where Brian Cox has done everything other than literally punch him in the face to try to motivate the guy. And it's a shame because size-wise – I mean, he's 6'6". He should have been a rock star. He should have been the perfect complement. Him and Grady, would imagine those guys together. You wouldn't have had to go get Don Terry Poe, this and that. Big disappointment. But that's on him, man, because, you know, you look at the man in the mirror there, Rashid.
Well, you know, it gets back to when the Falcons, or for that matter, any team, releases a guy and you go, what's that about? Right? Usually they know more than we do. And I'm not saying they knew that this was going to happen. But with the domestic situation, the Falcons obviously knew that he was going to be suspended by the NFL, Mike, and they were like, okay, we're going to cut bait. We don't want to deal with it.
Like, we talked about this when he was drafted. The thought was there was value there because of his physical size. Well, now he's a steal in the second round. But, you know, one from one previous coaching regime, one here, you're not supposed to not have second-round players not on your roster 5 years later. They're supposed to be impactful players. And that wasn't the case for Jalen Collins for obvious reasons and Rashid Hageman who preceded him.
Collins, under the Quinn regime, since DQ has gotten right here, he's been really the only bust, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about guys that we've drafted.
No, and we're just waiting to see if Duke Riley kind of takes that big leap this year because there were some questions about Duke Riley at times last year. A third rounder, albeit. But, yeah, for the most part, we've really knocked it out of the park on the defensive picks.
Yeah. I mean, when I say bust, a guy that's not with your team and not contributing.
Right.
That guy's Jalen Collins. Everybody else, you talk about Duke, he's still here, and we'll see what he does. Oh, yeah, and Brian Hill, thank you, Bo. That's true. The running back was a fifth-rounder.
Wyoming, who was on taxi squad, then got picked up by somebody else.
Yeah, that's another one that we took a shot on, and it didn't work out. It is our NFL Blitz, guys. It's brought to you by our friends, of course, up at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, Georgia's newest Kia dealership. Better service, better selection, better value. All the things you'd expect from a Jim Ellis family-owned and operated dealership. Visit Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw today.
Now, the guys continue to get signed from this draft class in 2018. Nick Chubb just signed his deal with the Browns. Meanwhile, they have still not signed Baker Mayfield, the first player taken, Carl, or Denzel Ward, who a lot of people still said Bradley Chubb was the better pick. But neither one of the first-round picks from Cleveland are in. I know Calvin Ridley is still yet to ink his deal with the Falcons, but Nick Chubb signs his second-rounder with Cleveland.
That's good news, man. And again, these slotted things, if there is an argument with these first-rounders, it's usually over the fifth year and how that's going to be structured. Hey, Chuck Pagano comes out and says, Andrew Luck got me more years than I deserved. Remember, Chuck Pagano, former coach of the Indianapolis Colts, was fired after his sixth and final season after they went 4-12. Andrew Luck was injured all year. Is Chuck Pagano still the coach if Luck was there?
I don't know, man. We've talked to some guys up in Indy who said that Bruce Arians was the brains of that operation. And when he left, Chuck was exposed. Now, Chuck did battle cancer and beat it. And some were saying that that made it difficult for the Colts to move on. Regardless, we've heard a lot from NFL guys. We've talked to people on the record and off the record who said Pagano is not all he's cracked up to be as head coach. And that it was what it was.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd still be there.
Regardless of Andrew Luck and his situation. Because even when Andrew Luck was there, Chuck Pagano was doing some really stupid stuff.
There's no doubt about it. It is Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz segment. Hey, as we talk about the latest of what's going on with the Falcons, guys, there's really no news to report. The thing about Ricardo Allen still has yet to sign his tender, Mike. When does that happen, by the way?
Good question, because he's a guy that he's – now, for guys who are asking what it meant to say he's got the insurance, he's protected himself. He's got an insurance policy if he gets injured now against possible future earnings, but he's still looking to sign his long-term deal, which I think he wants. And I know that some guys have said, could we have found a better player? I think Ricardo does everything that Dan Quinn asks of him in this defense. You know, helps with the guys with the adjustments. We like the guy. I mean, he's a little undersized for the safety. I mean, but yeah, he still brings the wallop.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to have two dynamic playmakers at safety. But the reality is we have one dynamic playmaker in Keanu Neal and a guy that just knows his stuff and knows where to be. I've said this about Ricardo Allen, especially at that position. Rarely out of position where he shouldn't be, you know. And we talk about this team not getting beat deep. All of those things get back to your safety play and knowing where you should be on the field. I don't know when he's going to sign his tender. We've said it. What is Ricardo Allen? Where is he at? I think what the tender is right about where he should be. But I know he's holding out. Not holding out. Check that. He would like a long-term deal because he's not holding out. He knows that the tender is on the table. Last but not least, as we get around the NFL, man, Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, Mike, diagnosed with cancer 3 times in the past 5 years. He's going to receive the Jimmy V Award for the 2018 ESPYs, and this is going to happen in July. Kelly's 58. We're both big Jim Kelly fans. Right. And I just mentioned this because the award, obviously, is named for former North Carolina State men's basketball coach Jim Valvano. And has been given at the ESPY since 2007. And everybody remembers, if you've never seen it, Google it. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. It's one of the great speeches by Jimmy V. But Jim Kelly's going to get that award this year.
Jim Kelly has been battling the mouth cancer. And he declared cancer-free in 16, and it came back this spring. So he had to go another surgery. And I know a lot of Buffalo people, you know, teammates, you know, saying, and you know, more than just wishing support, getting involved, a lot of charity work to raise money for the fight against cancer. But just a great guy. We got a chance to play in a golf tournament with him in Villa Rica at the Frog years ago. And he's just one of the nicest guys. And everybody loves Jim Kelly, put it that way. So I hope that hopefully this does pan out. But, yeah, man, you hear about third and fourth go around, you're like, oh, man, you get nervous.
You do get nervous. Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win some cold cash.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
UNITY. Y'all don't know about that. Unity. Unity is the word. UNITY. Text it to 72881 right now.
Unity, man. Can't we all get along? Unity to 72881. And again, standard message and texting rates apply, but don't be texting and driving. You got a couple minute window here to get it in there. Unity goes to 72881. As we're wrapping up another round of our national signing bonus contest, make sure you get your piece of the action.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about these NBA finals. We'll let you hear from not only Steph Curry, but more from LeBron and J.R. Smith. The fans were heckling him so bad last night, chanting at one point, MVP, which made me laugh. But, Mike, it's funny because, like, even on the Twitter, and follow us, guys, across all social media platforms, again, at 92.9 The Game. He's at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up C Dukes. Darnell hits me up, and he's like, listen, the refs have been terrible, and you can't disagree, and I don't. But I'm not going to blame the two L's on the referees. If LeBron and the Cavs get a bunch of calls in Game 3 on Wednesday, deserving. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they owe him a couple of calls. But they still have to make shots, Mike. I don't care how many calls they give them.
I mean, we've gone around. I said this earlier. Go what? When they're in the half court and LeBron's at the top of the key. Who do you trust to pass it to? Who are you going to, right? Other than Kevin Love. You know, and then Kevin Love ain't exactly a guy that gets a lot of love from a lot of basketball fans. So it is interesting to see if, will the NBA make this a 5-game series? It goes back, and we all know it. J.R. Smith, whether you want to blame him, you want to blame the missed free throws that preceded that boneheaded play. But that was their best chance to make this thing anything other than a sweep. And I just, no one's feeling it right now.
No.
I think even Cleveland fans are kind of resolved to where this is going.
Again, if you're a believer in body language and all of that stuff, well, you watch the Cleveland Cavaliers at least last night. Mike, I said this, and we'll get more into it with the, you know, hearing from LeBron. When they cut it to 6 or 7, you never thought they were going to take control of the game. Even when they cut the lead, you were like, okay, but it would be like 6 or 7, and all of a sudden the Warriors would go on a 10-0 run, and then they'd be back, you know, up double digits. That was the thing last night. Even when it looked like it was close, it really wasn't. It really wasn't at any point last night.
So, you know, for the Hawks, man, all we're just – I mean, you know what? Hey, get the season over with, and we can focus on what's going to happen with the NBA draft. By the way, Major League Baseball, their amateur draft goes down tonight. I think Braves are picking 7.
Yeah. Pitcher?
There's a rumored pitcher. I saw one thing that mentioned third base, although I think we got that covered for now with Austin Riley, what he's doing. But there's a number of pitchers that involve a couple of – I forget the kid's name, but Grant would know. Left-hander, again, more left-handed pitching. You know, starting pitching for the Bravos, potentially in the amateur draft.
Yeah, remember, and I say this about the amateur baseball draft, it is fun to watch and it's great to get into. You won't see a lot of these guys for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And that's the thing. So, you know, between now and then, a lot of the guys we've been talking about that are currently still in AAA that we're waiting to see – have been on this journey.
You get the bonus babies. You get the kids out of high school. Some guys, then, you know, you go to the team has the rights for a year if they go to college. Is that how it works?
Yep.
But you got guys like, after his time at Vanderbilt, what Dansby did. And Dansby was the first overall pick and, you know, didn't work for him in Arizona, but it's working out now for the Bravos.
Speaking of the Braves, go to our poll question at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. Hey, should the team go ahead and give manager Brian Snicker a contract extension? It's June. We're in first place. Yes, he deserves it, or no? Wait till October. Go vote at 92.9 The Game at Twitter. We'll come back. More about the NBA Finals coming up on Dukes and Bell.
4, 50, 80, 90, high.
Hey, you guys. Oh, my nose!
We have been telling you guys that a Dukes and Bell beer is coming out, and it is, thanks to our friends at Oconee Brewery, and we've been asking you to help us out. Go to the website, 929thegame.com/nameourbeer, and we've gotten some great suggestions over the last week and a half or so.
Over 300 entries, Knox Bardeen was saying, the webmaster.
It is, and Mike, it's good to see the interaction from our listeners going, hey, I think this would be a cool name. Because here's the reality. We could end up using your name. Now, you're not going to get Jack because this is all about your interaction with us. This is helping us, but you will get, you know, some love being
beer.
Recognized.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I don't want anybody going, well, I named that beer and I didn't get any loot. It's not happening.
This is the fellowship of the Dukes and Bell listenership. I mean, the you're going to get a bucket full of pride, man, and you're going to get a few brewskis at this deal.
And it's going to be on the shelves, on stores.
Thank you. And then again, also because our company, Intercom, there's something about corporate liability, so we don't want to give you any money. But anyway, the point being, Carl, we've looked at the names, and there's a bunch of great suggestions. Here's the problem.
What's that?
There's over 5,000 microbreweries around North America, and some of the names which you guys have already suggested for us, which we really like. We've already got about 10 or so we really like.
Really, 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 really like.
As John Fricker would say, they're really, really, really good.
Really like.
But they've already been taken. In the case of one of them, there's one I can tell you right now. It was an old Dirty Blonde, ODB. And we're like, oh, that's perfect.
It is.
Because it's, you know, we like acronyms, but I mean, get some Dukes and Bell ODB. And then we find out that there's a brewery up in North Carolina, up in Asheville, where there's a ton of microbreweries. I go to that beer fest every now and again.
Taken.
So, old Dirty Blonde is already not available. So we're running out of some really good ones. But unfortunately, as we go through this whole copyright search to make sure we're not infringing upon other breweries.
Yeah, because then we'll be paying somebody.
Yeah, then there will be a lawsuit. Will there be a Mr. Cease and Mr. Desist? So we're trying to come out. And who knows? We might just wind up with Dukes and Bell, you know, Blonde Ale because we can't find anything that hasn't already been used yet.
Yeah, there's some great suggestions, but we want you to continue to help us, all right? Because it's not done yet. And it may be done this week. It may not be. It's one of those things we're continuing to take names. But once we get the name, we certainly are moving forward with the production of this. And they're already in the works with that, Mike. But we're going to do a big old party. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. But we got to get a name.
Yeah, a week from Friday, guys, we'll be out there. If you live in the eastern environs of the audience, we got a great place that go hang out. If you've never been to the brewery in Greensboro, Georgia, it is a fantastic space. We did the show out there a few months back. But here, real quick, it's a blonde ale, 5% alcohol by volume. It's, I mean, you can expect nothing less from Dukes and Bell. It packs a punch. And it's got a lot of flavor. We want it to be a 12-month brew. So anyway, we're looking for the name. But for the guys who missed the story about us getting our beer last week, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and I know people have hit me up like, what's this beer thing? We literally went out there. We did a show a couple of months back,
right.
And Mike and I were out there begging. How cool would it be, literally saying, how cool would it be if we had our own beer? And they kind of looked at us. And then, we were actually tasting a variety of beers, not realizing that behind the scenes, they were actually doing that. And they were really putting this together. So mm-hmm. We were like, yeah, we like this one. We don't like that one. We ended up choosing one. And the next thing you know, we get a nice word from Oconee Brewery that they're actually producing this for. So it's going to be very cool, but we still need a name. All right, that said, man.
We were just talking during the break because we actually talk during the commercial breaks too. And we were just talking about like trying to come up with some scenarios where the Cavs can extend this series.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bad feeling about the Cavs, and I hate to say it. I think the Las Vegas miracle story, Carl, is coming to an end as well. With those Las Vegas Knights, it's been amazing, but there's just too much firepower in the Capitals, and it's just...
Ovechkin's playing his butt off.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing as clutch as they've ever played, but getting back to LeBron and company, barring another major injury, but remember, Golden State gets Andre Iguodala back, it sure sounds like, from what we're reading today. It's tough to see the Cavs unless the refs really demonstratively took it in their direction in Cleveland in game three.
Well, you know, here's the ultimate scenario, okay, for things to implode. And I'm not saying I'm wishing this to happen. Okay, maybe a little. Draymond Green gets so ticked off He goes off on a ref and pushes him. He gets ejected, which means then he would probably be ejected for the next game, okay? That changes everything, even with Iggy back, because Draymond is such a big part in what they do. Now, the only reason I bring that up is because we all know he's got a little bit of a hothead, right? He goes in, sometimes he loses control. Yeah. That's something that could potentially play out. He's going to argue a bad call in game three on Wednesday in Cleveland, loses his cool, gets thrown out, maybe shoves somebody. You know, that would be that nuclear scenario, Mike, where you go, all right, no Draymond, they win game three, it's now 2-1. No Draymond for game four, and all of a sudden the Cavs win, and it's 2-2. Call me crazy, but that's how something like that could play out. If you're telling me Golden State is healthy and they're just playing Cleveland at home and it's straight up, I'm picking Golden State.
There's a couple of things that got to happen. You know, Kevin Love's got to continue to be a force. I mean, what do you do if you're LeBron? I mean, do you just simply say, I've got to do this myself, and they're going to rotate on you? In some cases, Durant is dinging up LeBron. I mean, what do you do? Who do you trust? Oh, I mean, it'd be nice to see Kyle Korver get like a run where he hits like five or six threes, but that's just not happening.
Well, listen, he had, what, 51 in the first game, right? And it was like, what more does he have to do? Last night, he had, I'm looking at the box score here. Well, yeah, 29, but how many assists did he have? 13? I think he had 13 assists. So he's getting other guys involved. What more can he do is what I'm asking. You know, and if
you might as well just be Russell Westbrook. And if you're going to go down, here's the thing. I would say that this is the same argument back when the big three were trying to find their way. And you know, LeBron was kind of acquiescing to Dwayne Wade because it was D. Wade's team.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. If it's coming down to crunch time and you're down 11 or 13, take all the freaking shots.
just start jacking.
Just go Russell Westbrook. And be, look, if LeBron puts up 50, good things may still happen, man.
Let's hear from LeBron. Actually, J.R. Smith, because, you know, again, he has been the guy that fans have pointed out there, especially in Golden State. I'm curious to see how Cleveland fans take him. You know, everybody's going to be cheering him on in Cleveland, or are they giving him a hard time?
It's Cleveland, man. He's going to get booed. If I was a Cleveland fan, I'd be losing my mind.
Here's J.R. Smith on the heckling.
I'm always a person who the fans like to talk to or heckle or whatever, so I like it. I'd rather them do that than not acknowledge me at all, so I appreciate it.
They heckle you because you're an idiot.
they heckle you because you make it easy for them.
Yeah, I mean, come on. J.R. Smith on his game as far as his playing ability.
Terrible. I got to shoot the ball better, got to defend better, be more vocal on defense.
All right.
Can't argue with anything that we said there, Carl.
No, I mean, listen, it speaks for itself. Here's the problem, guys. If you're talking about this NBA series, it's Dukes and Bell, NBA Finals, Game 3 back in Cleveland. It's Wednesday night. Cleveland just is not playing enough D. Too many open shots, layups. We can get down to all this other stuff. They didn't play enough D last night. And when you're giving up that many open looks – And by the way, you know, they got like George Hill on Kevin Durant. You guys do realize Kevin Durant's 6'11".
Yeah.
You're not
he's skinny, but he's still 6'11".
But you're not defending him once he gets his shot above his head. We've talked about this, Mike. So, you know, that's a mismatch when you're switching Curry on Kevin Love. All of these things are just fundamentals of the game that I don't know how Cleveland fixes. You can make more shots, yes. But unless you D up and play better defense, it's still going to be a long night.
But I will say this for Kevin Love. 21 in the first game, 22 in the second game.
He's showing up.
He's doing his job. I mean, unless you feel that you know he needs to do even more. But, I mean, I don't think you could blame this one on him because I know he's taken his lumps over the last couple of seasons for being soft. Some guys don't – the brothers don't respect his game, whatever. I mean, the guy's doing his job.
What was that voice? I don't understand. Was something in your throat?
I used to work with a guy. I don't think the brothers respect him.
Oh,
you know, just that old guy I used to work with.
Gotcha.
It doesn't sound like that.
Okay. I didn't know if something had gotten in your throat. That was weird how you sounded normal for a second. And then all of a sudden, you had this thing in your voice. I didn't know what that was.
It's a bad memory. But anyway, it is Dukes and Bell.
You don't think the brothers respect Kevin Love?
No, I'm not saying all the brothers. I'm just saying some of the brothers, like the guys I run into in the gym, certainly don't. But
Love is playing well, man. He's playing well. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell. By the way, this was the funniest part of last night for me with the NBA Finals. Mike Conte's coming up in case you missed it. We got to some college football conversation coming up at 4 o'clock as we go on the sidelines with the Dogs. Lots more on the Braves as well. But Tristan Thompson being interviewed, and he's asked the question, and Craig, I don't know if you hear it here on the interview, on the soundbite, but they asked him, how does it feel basically to be helpless against guarding a guy like Clay? And Tristan walks away.
When Curry goes on a roll like that, do you feel like a sense of helplessness out there when you can't defend him?
No. We did a good job. I mean, when I'm switching on him, I'm guarding him, so I'm never helpless with no guy in the NBA. Next question.
And he basically said, that's effed up. Next question. And then he ends up walking out. So that's, well, I mean, that's like, Tristan.
No big surprise there. I mean, there's some, you know, some nerves. You get a little frayed for where how this is going. It just, it, you know, two ways of looking at it. If you are, and this gets back to that LeBron-Michael argument, which goes on forever and never even gets any respite, even if LeBron does go for 70 in one of these games. You look at the supporting cast. It just, it's a matter of, you know, you've got an all-star. You've got an all-star team. You get the NBA West, okay, all-star team going up against LeBron and Kevin Love and a bunch of nobodies, you know, and guys – just don't have it. It's an aging Kyle Korver, a wackadoodle J.R. Smith, you know, a George Hill that no one could point out in a police lineup. I mean, these are the guys on the squad. Now, I give him credit, though. I do give credit for, you want to say LeBron was the GM or whatever, they just whoever came up with the decision, that you had to do something before the trade deadline because the Isaiah Thomas experiment wasn't working out either.
Yeah, it infused some energy, some youth into the lineup. There's no doubt. But, you know, guys you should be counting on, like Larry Nance Jr., for example, a guy they traded for. Where's he at in the series? I mean, there's
remember when he first got there?
Absolutely.
He was a big story for how well they looked in the big games they played.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, there are guys in the series that you go, all right, yeah, I saw him during the season and he looked good, but now what's going on? So it is all about matchups in the NBA Finals. Game 3 on Wednesday. We'll talk more about it a little bit later on in the show. Hey, always want to hear from you on our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. That's 404-741-0929, and that is the number you can also dial us up. It's our phone number and on our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. We invite you to text the show if you have a comment or two. And you can always find us across all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram. And like us on Facebook as well, guys, if you have not already done that. All right, man, we're going to get back to Mike Conte in case you missed it. Great weekend for our Atlanta United as well, Mike. And it's weird because everybody wanted the stadium open. You mentioned it. It was a little warm. There were people who, I guess, were sitting in the 100 section that hit me up and said, Dukes, I loved it open, but.
Now, it was fine where I was because we're in 200. We got AC blowing on us, but it was, for some folks, a little steamy. So I think it's a learning experience because, remember, we just, by virtue of how complicated the roof was and how the delays with construction, we're now seeing it open in the summertime. It was fantastic last year for the Packers game. That Sunday night was a dramatic atmosphere, but I still rather have it open. You know what? I know it's Atlanta, a little steamy, but, hey, it's fun. It's a dramatic vibe when that roof is open in that joint.
Hey, man, go to our website to sign up for our fifth annual 92.9 The Game Celebrity Golf Classic. It's Wednesday. Mike and I will be live at Topgolf in Midtown from 2 until 6 is when the tournament. We'll be out there until 7, but we're going to talk to a variety of guys, and you can play and participate and give to the charity. Go to 92.9thegame.com to register.
Some guys the brothers don't respect his game, whatever. I mean, the guy's
doing
his
job. What was that voice? I don't understand. Well, was something in your throat?
Well, I used to work with a guy. I don't think the brothers respect him.
Oh.
You know, just that old guy I used to work with.
Got you.
It doesn't sound like that.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Now, I got good news for you.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Coming up in less than 20 minutes, we'll go on the sidelines with the dogs. A couple of college stories we need to get to. But first, right now, it's time for our man, Mike Conte. And by the way, side note, great call on Saturday as the United get another one. And you can listen to Mike on Wednesday, guys. Quick turnaround for the U.S. Open. You guys will broadcast that as well up at Kennesaw.
Yeah, busy 10 days. Match Wednesday, match Saturday, Yankee Stadium, match a week from Wednesday in Columbus. It's going to be very busy. Guys, I don't think there is a sadder way to spend a weekend night than at the track. It's just, it's not really a great place to meet members of the opposite sex. Or
what are you saying?
It's just not a fun place to spend a weekend night. If you're, you know, perhaps in employment transition or something like that in the middle of the day, it might be fun to go to the track.
We don't,
you can't do that in Georgia, of course.
We years ago, it was a Falcons-Bucks game, and I went down to Tampa, and my buddy's a Long Island guy. He's like, let's go hit the dog track in St. Pete, the world's most depressing place.
It really
my
is.
God,
it's awful. I mean, it's. I don't want to disparage the horse racing industry, but it's full of a lot of bums and drunks and.
Well, you just did, Conte. Well, you got the obligatory guy with like the tracheotomy, like give me 3, 7, and 10, and the exact. You know, it's like ah.
So Friday night at Remington Park in Oklahoma City, they're having a 400-yard claiming race. I didn't know you could have a horse race that short. 400 yards. It's basically the front stretch. Yep. Sixth race, Friday night at Remington in Oklahoma City. I want you to listen very carefully. This happens quickly. The race is over in 20 seconds, but I want you to listen very carefully to the horse that led out of the gate all the way into the wire.
They're off. Good start. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts. They come away together. Both of these nuts goes for the front. Has it by a long neck. Cage Fighter not going away easily. And DF Dynasty 3 Green right there running third. Outside, bang, bang, you're gone, making some headway. Final 100 yards for both of these nuts. Cage Fighter trying to battle back. Both of these nuts. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts rolling to victory by a head over Cage Fighter.
Both of these nuts. What did it pay, Mike Conti?
$7.40, $4.240.
Nice. Is that the horse's real name?
Yeah, it's his real name. Bofa, B-O-F-A. D's, D-E-E-Z. Nuts. Bofa, D's, nuts.
What about Dukes and Bell, D's, nuts, Blondale?
I don't think that's going to work.
No, I just throwing it out there.
No, I think that's going to work. About that. The funny thing is, like, a lot of people don't know, you can really name a racehorse whatever you want, as long as it's within a certain limit of letters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you get 22 or 23 letters, and it can't be anything that's copywritten. So, like, you can't name a horse Top Gun because it's a movie or something like that. But, you know, no one's made a movie, to my knowledge, called Both of These Nuts.
No, I haven't seen that one.
No, I don't think I'd want to see
I haven't seen it.
If it does exist. But, yeah, paid $740, $4.240. It was a claiming race. $15,000 was the purse.
I love, and I don't know who the guy is who's calling the race, but I love how he's just trying to keep it even keel. Yeah.
Above board, business-like.
He doesn't want to get too excited about these nuts.
Well, if you're a track announcer, you're either starting your sportscasting career or you're ending it.
Yes.
Like, this would be a place that you might see Brockmeyer one day if he washes out in his current AAA job.
Oh, and here comes both of these nuts. Yeah. I'll tell you what, sports fans, this horse is on fire.
Yeah, good stuff. That happened Friday night in Oklahoma City.
Unbelievable.
You ever win big money on a horse race?
Big money, no, because I box all my trifectas, so that kind of tamps it down a little bit.
We've talked a lot about it. I hit that trifecta years ago for the Kentucky Derby, but years ago, Carl,
I think we spent it.
Carl and I were out there. Well, it was a rainy day, so the pool was shut down.
That's
so we went to the sports book, and there was a race at Arlington Park. I think it's outside Chicago, and there was a horse named Big Al's Clean Machine.
Okay.
And it was like a 45-1. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm putting $100 on Big Al's Clean Machine, and damned if the thing didn't win.
Yeah.
And that paid I bankrolled the rest of the VIP shenanigans for the weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to being in New York on Saturday for Belmont.
Oh, yeah.
Because Atlanta United plays at 12:30. Belmont will probably go to post around 6:30. I don't know when our flight leaves, but I've been up in New York on Belmont weekend before. It's a lot of fun. We have a Triple Crown possibility, too, so it's going to be cool.
Good call. Yeah, we were talking about that. I actually think it's going to happen.
And by the way, for those who don't know, it's a mile and a half. The Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby is a certain length, and the Preakness is the shorter of the three, and then the long one. And what makes it so tough is a mile and a half, and generally other horses are brought in. Although, Mike, if I'm reading this right, the favorite, the horse that would, I guess, maybe could push – is also owned by the same owner, so they're not going to race it.
Correct. That's exactly right. So, I mean, the stage is set for a Triple Crown maybe on Saturday, but we'll see. Prayers up for Clay Matthews.
Oof.
Not sure if you heard about this over the weekend. Took a ball to the face during a celebrity softball game over the weekend. Needed to have surgery. Reconstructive surgery. He immediately left the stadium in an ambulance, broke his nose. He's going to have surgery. He hasn't had it yet once the swelling subsides. I bring this up because it reminds me of one of my all-time favorite stories that we talk about a lot off the air here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a guy that all six of us used to work with.
Yes.
And he was playing in a celebrity softball game
one time. Yes.
And he took a sharp liner to...
the groin area.
The area. And what was... wasn't funny at the time, but what was... kind of funny about it much later is that for weeks he would walk around with a donut that he would have to sit on.
Doctor's orders.
You really need to stop. He would wear this. He would use this specialty seat to elevate the injured area.
I also had to wear a jock strap too for support.
Really need to stop. But what the funny thing was, like he would kind of goad you into asking him what the problem was.
Sure.
Because
I know what you're wondering. Why am I wearing a jock strap outside of my jeans?
And he'd ask, you'd ask, and what would he say?
It's like, hello, Mr. X. What happened to you?
You wouldn't believe it. I'm in a softball game.
Right.
I got a comebacker right in my cods.
Yeah. And that's beast.
Your who?
My cods.
Careful.
That's basically what
testicles.
Happens.
Testicles.
The Not sure how much of this is getting through exactly, but it just goes to show you that celebrity softball games can be very dangerous, as
Certainly.
It was to our friend about a decade ago, and now Clay Matthews, the latest to have an incident in the celebrity
softball
game. I
got a dependency on baby aspirin after that.
And I can understand why. That's not something you want to experience.
No, not ever.
Luckily, my loving wife was there to care for me.
Would you rather have it to the face or to the cods?
Depends. Are you planning on having children?
I'm just asking. You know? You ever play that game, either or?
Yes.
Would I rather? Yeah, yes. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Did you see what happened at the IndyCar race in Detroit yesterday? That's a street course
in Detroit. This is hysterical.
No, I didn't see it.
So they're doing the pace lap before they drop the green flag. They have usually Oriel Servia, who's a former kart and IndyCar driver, driving right. the pace car. But in this case, they put the head of General Motors product development in the driver's seat.
His name is Mark Royce. Right.
And he goes through a little tricky part of the course a little too quickly, hits a bump, and spins the pace car out and hits the wall.
Oh.
Dude, he takes the entire nose off the Corvette.
A 2019 ZR1 ripped the entire front fender off of it. And there's debris everywhere, and the cars can't slow down fast enough. Some of them ran over the debris, wrecked the pace car.
It's just so funny. Now, they say this guy at the Detroit race, Mike, has done this before. He pulls rank and he gets to drive it, but he hits a bit of a bump, literally a bump in the road, hard left, whammy.
Reminds me of the story.
How fast was he going?
60
probably
miles an hour,
70, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There was a really bad incident in the 1970 Indy 500. They had a local Dodge dealer drive the pace car. Mm-hmm. Leading them down to the green flag, and he put a cone out at the start-finish line to tell them you need to brake here. And someone in a pit crew picked the cone up, so he sped right down pit lane into a photographer's stand.
Oofa.
No one got killed, so we can laugh about it now. But, like, 20 people had to go to the hospital. Gotta watch out.
You do, with the pace car.
Man.
I'm gonna check that out right now.
Kevin Kogan, warming up his tires, slammed into Mario Andretti before the race even started.
Trying to zig and zag.
Yeah, man. Ugh.
Mike Conte, great job. In case you missed it, guys, Mike will be back in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up, one college football handicapper does not have Georgia in the college football playoff this year. We'll explain.
I'm not a big banana guy. I can't lie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.